We take a trip down memory lane as we walk into the Ticket Classic Audio Vault. Gordo, you going to lead us into this?
Absolutely. We always love to walk into the Audio Vault on Fridays to get you ready for the weekend. We don't leave any audio behind. We store it all in a vault.
We don't?
Just don't worry about that claim that I made on the air. All right, now this is, there's a reason why we're going to pick this particular selection down off the shelf. And that's because on our road trip with the Dallas Stars last week, we got to talking about this. We were in Chicago, and we got to talking about this prank call that we did that had a Chicago route to it. This was Giorgio performing a prank phone call on a guy who used to work here, Grego. He used to co-host the afternoon show here. And Giorgio thought that we used to do this prank call of the week segment. And we would rotate. Giorgio would have to do it 1 week, then Junior, and then me. And then we'd just go around and around like that. And it was the worst thing we've ever attempted to do on a regular basis. Not because the prank calls were that bad, just because they were so hard to get in the can. I mean, you'd stay up here for 5 hours the night before trying to get someone on the line that you could prank and that was actually worth airing. Well, you decided to prank a coworker.
Yeah, it was the week the Cowboys played the Bears, so I thought I'd do a fake Chicago talk show and try to... I was going to call everyone until I got a hit.
Mm-hmm.
I started with Grego because I thought maybe I could fool him with generic talk show, but as I started doing the voice, I was like, everyone's going to know it's me.
Yeah, it's you doing mainly more of a Northeasterner type voice.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like somebody from
a Chicago thing. But Grego bit on that rattle trap and hung on to it for dear life. He had all three treble hooks in his mouth at once. And the line that I remember most from this, and I haven't heard this in half a decade. The line I remember most from this is the you saying, "Ah, we got Grego down there. Grego, how's it going? What's going on down there?" And he says, "Not much, man. Great to be on." He's so enthusiastic.
Trying so hard to be a part of this Rob Kroenke show.
Rob Kroenke, which is a guy you went to school with,
yes,
right? You borrowed his name.
Yeah.
So here it is, classic audio of a prank call we did long, long ago. All right, here it is, the prank phone call, Rob Kroenke calling Greg the Hammer Williams.
Dad, he's a good coach. He's got good players. He's trying to do what he can.
Don't give me that. No.
He's doing everything he can to make those boys play good.
Come on. Get rid of this guy. Get rid of this guy. I hate people like that. Why you people call up with that every day? Save Dave Wanstead. Who wants this? He's terrible.
Bunch of style, no substance.
Have you people watched this team play? All right, let's get down to Dallas. Greg the Hammer Williams is with us from the Ticket. Hey, Greg.
I say blow him out, man. I say get rid of him. If he can't win up there, he's 0-4, get rid of him.
That's what I'm talking. He's terrible. Have you watched the Bears, Greg?
I'm telling you, you got to get rid of him, man.
And then maybe
he can come down here and straighten out the Cowboys.
Hey, maybe Jerry can come up and coach this team.
Well, he says he can coach, so let's find out.
What's up with that, Greg?
Not much, man. Not much. Just down here, just trying to scare up a phone call, just because these Cowboys around here. These Cowboys, they see the Bears. They see the Bears winless, hapless, and they think it's in the bag. I don't think so.
Hey, we said we were going to have you on about an hour ago.
Yeah.
And I got a fax from Bill and Elmer's, and he says ask you why you called the Hammer. What's up with that?
That's just a nickname they kind of gave me a few years ago, and it doesn't have any rhyme or reason. I wish there was a big reason why they call me that, some kind of sexy reason, but to be honest with you, I don't know. They just kind of picked it up.
It's because you hammer people, right? You hammer.
Now I will rip on some people.
That's good.
No question about that. And you know, living here in Dallas and following the Cowboys, there's always somebody to rip on.
How about Jerry? I'd rip on Jerry for a while. He's horrible.
See, the deal is with Jerry is that the Cowboys didn't play last week, right?
Right.
Okay, so it was a bye week. So
right.
Nobody's talking about him, right?
That's
out of
right.
Sight, out of mind. And Jerry gets this request from a New York City, the New York Times reporter.
Yeah.
Of course he's going to jump on it, and he's going to try to create some talk about the Cowboys. I mean, he's the master at manipulation, but he is not going to coach this team. I mean, this is the most non-story that I've ever heard in my entire life around here. And there's been a lot of non-stories that get a lot of play around here in Dallas, I'll tell you that.
Well, you got to talk about something down there, because the Rangers, how many games back are they?
I mean, the Rangers were mathematically eliminated in about June, I think. And then they still drop 2.9 million fans. I mean, explain that to me.
What's up? Why you go? Why you go watch that team? They suck.
I don't know. I have no idea why anybody goes up there. But they draw 2.9 million. They lose on the last game of the year. They had a losing record. First time they've had a losing record at home in about 5 years. And they get a standing ovation when the game's over. They just got pummeled by the Angels.
That's incredible, man. I hate teams like that. They don't do anything for the fans, and the fans still show up every year.
Yeah, that's the truth. I mean, it's, you know, the Rangers, I mean, their problem is that they've got so much money promised to a lot of players that aren't producing, like Will Clark. They're paying him $7 million a year.
What a joke!
56 RBI.
Oh, what a joke that is!
Yeah, total joke.
Yeah.
Absolute total joke.
Hey, man, I listened to you guys when I was down in Dallas, man. You guys got it going down there. You're good.
We try to, man. We try to. We do things like you do. We just try to look at things, and if you need to be ripped, you're going to be ripped. that's the way it is.
I hear you, man. Hey, what's the best show on the ticket? What do you guys got?
Oh, man, I don't know. I mean, we have so many diverse shows. I mean, our morning show is great. I mean, those guys are funny. They'll keep you in stitches the whole time. I think our show's pretty good.
Yeah.
We come on and, we don't claim to be experts because we're not. And you show me one talk show host that is an expert. Nobody knows it all. So we just kind of come on and be ourselves and just kind of rip on the Cowboys.
I like that. Hey, I like that morning show because they got that prank call of the week.
Exactly. They will do that. You know. As a matter of fact, they tried to prank call us, my partner, about a month ago, and he sniffed it out and blew the whole gas.
I know, man. I hate that.
Yeah.
We got that stuff up here, too, where the people are calling one another. I hate that.
Yeah. So what's the talk around there in Chicago? I mean, are they just kind of looking like, you know, the Cowboy game is just another high candy?
Oh, they're going to get killed. No, everyone knows they're going to go like 0-5. You know, they're going to get beat by like 50 points or something.
That's pretty unbelievable. You look at that team, and it looks like they're just a couple players away from being a decent team. But, you know, I think the Bears are what's wrong with the NFL. I mean, all they can do in free agency with a salary cap is
bust
replace
it if you
what
to.
They lose.
Yeah, replace guys like Wet Knight and guys like that.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, there's been some bad moves. I can't believe what they gave up to get Rick Meyer. I just can't believe that anybody in that front office would think he's the guy to get it done.
He's terrible.
And they totally missed on Salam. I mean, he's
a guy with
more fumbles than carries, I think. And now he's gone for the season. And, I'd probably be right there with you. You know, I mean, the guy's probably got to go because he didn't get things done. But,
yeah.
I mean, he's really a good guy. And he's a good football guy. But he's in a bad situation there, and he needs to move on.
Hey, let's get back to the Dunham and Miller show and the prank call of the week. What do you think about that?
I think I've been had.
I can't believe you didn't know it was me.
Who is this?
This is George.
Oh, boy.
Man, I can't.
Wow, what a wow. Classic piece of audio.
I don't know what the best prank call we've ever pulled was. Dale and Ron Chapman and Norm calling Dale. Those are some good ones. But, man, that one is incredible.
Yeah.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Grego was just trying to have such attitude and bravado and swagger.
You know, I always got the feeling that this is back in the 90s, you know, and the ticket is doing well, but he's on with Chicago. Was he kind of auditioning for Chicago? I'm going to show him what real attitude is.
He had it turned up to 11.
Yeah. Rob Kroenke, the worst talk show host that you've
ever had. No.
Terrible.
Not everybody's terrible.
No, I come out of that wanting to hear more of the Rob Kroenke show.
Okay.
Was great.
This is what we got to do, Giorgio. We need to bring back Rob Kroenke.
Okay.
And see who else we can prank.
Okay.
Like people from other stations.
Here,
yeah.
Okay.
Like, could Rob Kroenke get, like, Hal J on the phone?
Yeah.
To talk about some Dallas thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's so much more difficult now, though, with everyone's got a cell phone, has got that ID on there. I don't know how we swing that.
There are ways to spoof. Yeah.
Okay.
To spoof an area code.
All right. We'll try to bring back the Rob Kroenke show sometime soon at the time of our choosing.